Blog Talk Radio.
Praise shall continually be in my mouth. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W.G. Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding areas, and of course, to you. We want to thank you, praise God, for you being there. We want to send you lots of love, hugs, and, of course, our prayers. And trust that you're praying for us also. And remember, Jesus loved you, and we do too. Call a friend, call an enemy, call anybody. Just call somebody, you know, and tell them to tune in to 347-857-3925 today. Or their computer, they can listen to a Facebook or somebody other medium they could listen to. But just tune in and listen to us. And then guess what? Call us and give us some feedback today. Okay, here is Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords, giving you all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord Father, we ask you, Father, for forgiveness in those that we're praying for, Lord. Father God, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father. Grieving the Holy Spirit, Father, I ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, Lord, Father, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Father, we thanking you for hearing and answering prayers this day, Lord, Father. We thank you for those that touch and agree with us as we pray, Lord, Father, praying one for another other than ourselves and our family, Lord, Father. We say thank you. Father God, as I rest my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, you know each and every person name by name and what they're in need of, Lord. We thank you for the prayers that you have already answered, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the prayers that you're about to answer. Father, we say thank you. We glorify and magnify you as we ask you to let your will be done in and through them. In Jesus' name, Lord, Father, we say thank you. Father, we hold before you Lillian Rutherford, Lord, Father. We ask you, Lord, Father God, to keep her covered under the blood from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord, Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for touching her blood system right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for you said by your stripes we are healed, Lord, Father. So, Father, we speak in healing right now, Lord, Father God, to her body right now, Lord, Father. Regulate those blood cells right now, Lord. Father, touch each and every doctor, each and every nurse, Lord, Father God, that is attending to her right now, Lord. Father, show up and show out, Lord, Father. Let her angels stand guard round about her right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch each and every one of her children, Lord, right now, Lord, Father. Strengthen them in this time, Lord, Father. Father, that they stand together in unity, Lord, Father, praying and interceding for their mother right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I hold before you Eldred Christian, Lord, Father. I ask you also to touch his body right now, Lord, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet right now. We're thanking you for healing, Lord. Father, touch, Lord, Father God, his body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let his angels stand guard round about him, Lord. Each and every nurse and doctor that attends to him, Lord. Father God, you be that doctor and you be that nurse, Lord, Father. And we say thank you. Father, we thank you for those that you have brought out of the hospital, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for bringing Miss Corbett out of the hospital and to continue to heal her as well, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father God, to touch Allegra right now, Lord Father God. Father God, that is going through cancer, that chemo, Lord Father, touch all those that is going through these chemo, Lord. Father, touch Deidre, touch Tracy, Lord. Have mercy right now, Lord, Father God, upon them. Father, touch Barbara right now, Lord, Father. Father, give them the strength, Lord, Father, for we know what chemo do to their bodies, Lord. Father God, touch their immune system right now, Lord, Father. Build it back up right now. Jesus, Lord, Father, we ask you, Lord, Father, to continue to just have your way with them and through them. All those, Lord, Father, that it's going through some type of sickness, disease right now, Lord Father. Let them look to you, Lord Father, for you are the healer, Lord. You are that burden bearer. Father, you are that person that forgive, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for this the third day of school, Lord Father. And we thank you for keeping the children safe to and from school, Lord Father God, on the school grounds, Lord Father. We thank you for keeping them safe, Lord. Father, as I call these names before you, Lord, not just these names, Lord Father, but the children around the nation, we praying for them, Lord Father. Father, those that know you, Father, can stand together in that circle and draw others, Lord Father, praying and interceding for their school, their homes, their friends, Lord Father, and those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Father. Help them to draw others to you, Lord. Father, around this nation, Lord. Father, I'll call these names before you, Lord, and keep them also covered. Christopher Adkins, Rock Bedford, Owen Hankin, Levi Milligan, Etienne Jameson, Brendan Zimmer, Caroline Farber, Riley Beckford, Ellie Jameson, Melody Wages, Joshua Douglas. Father, we thank you for keeping them also right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the Mariah family, Lord Father. Father, continue, Lord Father God, to touch their children right now, Lord. Father, let the Warren and minister angels stand guard round about them, Lord Father. Let them call upon your name right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against that spirit of bullying right now, Lord Father. We canceling that assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And those that know you, Lord Father God, will stand up and band together, Lord Father, and pray against that spirit, Lord Father, not just only in this in the schools, Lord Father, but on jobs as well, Lord Father. Father, let them, Lord Father God, call upon the only name that we know, Lord Father, which is Jesus, Lord Father. Father, as we call that name and call that name with power and authority, knowing, Lord Father God, that demons tremble, Lord Father God, at that name, Lord Father. Father, we thank you and glorify you right now, Lord. Father God, touch Teresa, Lord Father God, that's in the hospital doing rehab, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, for taking her out of a situation, Lord Father. And Father God, taking her, Lord Father God, in you right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, touch Elvis right now, Lord Father God. Father God, touch that diabetes right now, Lord Father. Let him find you, Lord Father, knowing that there is no other God but you. And Father God, that you are that healer. Father, touch right now. Father God, change mindsets right now, Lord Father. Father, change speech right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast. We render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now, Lord Father, for healing and deliverance being in the midst. We thank you, Lord Father, for the word coming forth. We thank you, Lord Father, as you decrease. my apostle and deacon, Lord Father, as you increase in them and the word come forth. Touch our listeners right now, Lord Father. Unstop deaf ears, Lord Father. Father God, soften that stony heart right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We say thank you for giving them the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word, Lord Father. And Father God, let them not be ashamed, Father, to press that one. Father, to ask for prayer, give that testimony, Lord Father God, or Father, give their life to you, Lord Father. Father, we just ask you to continue to just have your way on this broadcast as the word come forth this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen again. Amen again. You didn't hear your name. It's because you didn't give it. Now, you know, call us. 347-857-3925 while we're on the air. We will put your name on our prayer list and continually pray for you, all right? Because we want you to be well and full of success, too. That's what we want for you. So now you have to give us the request of someone you might want us to pray for. We pray for those that's sick. There's so many people that is sick and suffering today. And let me tell you, we could pray day in and day out until Jesus comes, because there's so much need. You know, so many people are sick and suffering and going through and all kind of situations, and everything is happening today, you know. So there's plenty to pray for, okay?
Yes.
So these prayer conference lines are needed, even more are needed, to fulfill all that people ask. You know, that there will be prayer round the clock, you know, prayer day and night, you know. We need it. We need it. God knows we need it. So you can't say every time you look around, somebody got a prayer line. Is everybody praying now? That's the first thought of business. You have to find out, okay? Praise God. Amen. But prayer is essential. Very much so. Okay? Prayer is essential. And prayer, you need prayer and faith. And faith and prayer, they got to go together, okay? Amen. Now, you might have heard this before, but it's fair repeating. We address and stamp a letter and send it on its way, confident that it will reach its destination. But we doubtfully wonder if our prayers will be heard by an ever-present God.
Come on now.
We address and stamp a letter and send it on its way, confident that it will reach its destination. But we doubtfully wonder if our prayers will be heard by an ever-present God. Now, that is something, don't you think?
Amen.
Hmm? How are you going to doubt God? You believe the postman going to take your letter somewhere, wherever, however it get there. You believe in it's getting there, right? Mm-hmm. Right. But guess what? Hmm? You don't believe that your prayers will reach God. We're going to have to do something about that soon, aren't we? Mm-hmm. We're going to really have to do something about that, because that's not adding up. Amen. You know, we were talking about a whole lot of things that don't add up today. You know, people got everything upside down, twisted, turned around. What ought to be, they don't have it in its rightful place, you see. They don't put anything in the place where it should be, okay? They do everything backward, you know. It's, we got one group over here hollering about killing the babies, and these crazy people going around killing. Nobody's inquiring of God concerning these things, So they are killing the babies. They give them permission, some places give them permission to kill the babies at a soon as they're born. Now, that's just plain old murder, isn't it? That's all that is, plain murder. Now you become a murderer, and you up some, and more than likely, you got Christians right here naming the name of Christ and doing that because the law says. But God's law says murder. Okay? Now you see how twisted we are today? We are very twisted. Everything is bad. Now you want people, God got them born male and female, and you got them born no gender. How you going to know gender when God done made them already with a gender? See, you're backward, upside down, twisted, you see. You say, why are you saying that? Because it's true. Have you looked around lately? Have you looked around lately? Have you? If God made Adam and Eve, male and female, then you gonna turn around, oh no, that ain't so. You got male and male and female and all of this here. Who made that? Okay? Come on, twist it, twist it. Everything is twisted around, and you twist it to what? To make you feel good for what you want to do. Do you get the bitch? That's a Think about it now. Think about it. And so on and so on. There are these, so many of these things are going on today in our government, in our home life, in your church life. And they've become very twisted. See? How you going to tell people not to sin and you sin it? Come on now. How you going to tell? How you going to preach the gospel to the person? And you doing the same thing. Or worse. My. Help us, Lord. Deliver us, God. Come out here. I need to say deliver us, God. We need deliverance. The people in the world need to be delivered. Noah's spiritual. The people in the days of Noah is rose back up. Somebody done went in them seas and dug them up. Because that spirit is doing what? Running rampage over the world. Now he just say, see, you can, we used to could say of this country or that country and all that. Now you say over the whole world.
Come on now.
It's taking over, right? Now what you going to do about it? See? Amen. That ain't what I'm preaching. But, you know, when you get some thoughts like that and you think about how messed up we have become, church supposed to be a haven of rest, and you can go to church when you can't go nowhere else and find some type of peace, you know. It's not so today. You go there and they having the preacher got to be a referee when he get to church. Do you get it? See, cause somebody's fight, somebody in the choir fight, somebody in the usher bowl fight, somebody on the mother bowl fight. Somebody is fighting over some non-essential thing. Do you get it? See, that's what it is, and it's a shame, you know, we do it in the name of the Lord. All right? That's what we do it in. But, you know, it's got to go. Let me tell you, this foolishness got to go. And, you know, now you see why the scriptures said that he had to shorten the days. Yeah. Because if he didn't, no flesh would be saved. Now you see why, don't you? You see why he got that scripture that he shortened the days. Because he going to have somebody in his kingdom to fill up his kingdom now. See, he going to have somebody to do that. But if he didn't shorten the days, he wouldn't have nobody fill it up. It's what I got. I don't know what you got out of that. But I got if God didn't shorten the days, none of us will be saved. Now, ain't that something to think about? Think about it now. I just want to give you some. You know, I give you something to think about now. It don't matter whether you like it or not. You know, hey, I'm giving you something to think about. Okay? God is an awesome God. He's still an awesome God. And we have to ask God day by day to keep us, keep our mind stayed on Him and our heart tuned into Him too. We need both working, okay, for God. Not no devil, not no whoever you want to call your adversary, not none of that. Just to God. I want mine on God, see? Because when I started with Him long time ago, okay, I told Him I'm going to serve Him. I ain't all the time did what I supposed to, because the flesh do be weak. And sometimes you just, you know, don't see no way. Your faith didn't see anything.
Come on now.
See? But when you grow up, when you begin to grow up, your faith begins to expand and grow. See? And when it's expand and grow, now you can see the truth.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You can see who is, and who ain't. You can see. See? Your eyes have been opened. Ah, have yours been opened today? My, 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 my. God is still good. No matter how many people leave here. See? No matter how many people say they don't believe God. You know, I, as a little person we know, had a little thing, you know, that they object. What do they object to? And they put on their religious people. They object, you know. And I say, well, now she done got real out with it. You know, she got real out with it now. I say, well, bless her little soul, God. You're going to have to shake her up, turn her around, and shake all of that stuff out of her. You know, you did it for many others that consider themselves atheists and don't believe in God and don't believe in the, you know, people of religion that's in a religion. Of sorts. You know, I'm not in a religion, see, so she don't have to worry about me because I'm not in a religion. I'm in a relationship with God, myself. A close relationship with God. I hope to stay there. That's why I'm praying, asking Him, forgive me for my sins, thought, words, and deeds. Forgive me because I want to stay there, okay? Yes, I do. How about you? You want to stay there too? I know you do, huh? Anybody got good sense don't want to go to hell. I say if you got good sense. Fire is hot right like it is. Now that fire going to be hotter than the Hebrew boys' fire. Hell fire. And listen, he said he add some brimstone to it. That going to make it worse, ain't it? You know that sticky hot? Lord. When you think about it, just think about that heat, huh? Think about how hot it is the sun. Think how hot it is outside now, people. You don't want to go to hell, do you? No. And I told them, don't nobody cremate me. You know. Don't cremate me. I don't care who talk about it. Well, we ain't got no money. Get some from somewhere. Go to the furniture store and get one of them paper boxes and put me in. You know, long as you don't cremate me. I had enough fire. Thinking about five hell, do I want to go get there before time? No, you don't, do you? Well, you know, I was. I thank God for everybody that's on there today. I'm just chit-chatting about things of occurring in the world and how we, you know, get ourselves hooked up in these things. And a lot of us know the word. Our mothers more than likely have, unless you got mothers and fathers that's atheists, you know. when they're atheists, they allow to say anything out their mouth. You know, there's no filter there. Okay?
Amen.
And so everything is against God. But they didn't never come to tell me how did they get here. They don't tell you how they got here. You know, if you was an ape, then I guess when you die, you're going to be an ape again, huh? Is that what it would be? Well, I'm just asking, you know.
You know, they call us, we come from the apes.
Yeah.
But if you notice when they show, right, man evolving from
the ape to the man.
To the man, you see, you know.
So they
no
came
sense,
too.
Right?
It ain't just one race of people.
You know the race
I showed you that.
It ain't no one race of people now, is it?
Then
everybody came from him, right? So now how you going to put the, let me leave that stuff alone. Let me. Y'all, we going to, hey, that's a good subject we can get into, though.
But, throughout the years, you see what it evolved from.
Yeah, that's
so
what
I
they show us. That's the pictures of somebody drawed and showed us.
But they created it.
Yeah, they
okay.
created.
Okay.
So they created themselves, I guess.
Okay,
know? Okay. Hallelujah. See how we get into these conversations? But I find them, I like this type of conversations, you know. You don't have to argue about the Word of God. We can discuss it very calmly and politely. You know, we don't have to be mad, argue, cuss, and fuss. We don't have to do any of those things when we discuss these things because everybody have their thought on what this, that, or other happened or meant. Like a lot of people like to discuss about what's his name, wife? The wife, oh, Lord, there go my mind going here now. Praise God. Say, where did he find his wife when he left Adam? Where did he get the wife from? I don't know. I wasn't there. So don't ask me where he got his wife from. Ask God. He the one have all these things. But, you know, we could speculate and not get mad. You know, we all speculate from time to time, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
You say, well, it make me think of thus and so, you know, and I would say, well, maybe she was already there, you know, since he has another world already made. So, therefore, he just, manifests one for him. God can do that, you know. And therefore, let me go and talk about what I was going to talk about today after that, all right? So, why are we talking on that? Because I'm going to talk to you today about what shape are you in?
Ooh. Okay, now.
What shape are you? I'll put it that way. What shape are you? You say, why are you saying what shape are you? Okay. Now, let's say Luke, the third chapter, and the 22nd verse says this, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, thou art my beloved son, in thee I am well pleased. Now here you go, you got a talking dove. See? Now, no one would have imagined that the Holy Ghost would be in that shape, now would it?
Nope.
But with God, anything is possible. Did you hear what I'm saying? Because he tells you in the New Testament, all things are possible to them that believe. Is that right?
Yep.
Come on now, you hear what I'm saying? All things are possible to him that believes. Now, if he, much when he was up in heaven in his form, whatever form he was in heaven, he was in the form, he was God, and God, I'll tell you what he say about that in St. John in a few minutes, but God needs somebody to go. He wanted somebody to go and, you know, be a pattern, a shape, a form for him in the earth, you know. So what happened? Jesus said, I'll go, and God sent it. In what form did he send it? See? What shape did he send him in? Think about it now. I want you to think about it. Now, we talk about a great big God, an awesome God that can do anything.
Anything.
Well, when he left his heavenly home, changed forms, and came as a seed in the womb of Mary. An egg. That's a different shape, right? Now, God, the great producer, produced that egg. You hear what I'm saying? He produced every egg on earth, whether it's man or animal, flower, tree, whatever it is, fish. God produced the eggs of it. And when that egg represents a form of whatever God wanted to be, whatever body he needed to present to us in its form to what it should be and what it's going to be. How's that? Praise God. You hear me now? Now, see, that's what I'm talking about, shape. Now, some people, we got some crazies running around. Oh, I want to come back as a dog. I want to come back as a horse. I want to what is your problem? What you mean come back? Come back from where? You think you coming back from death, right? Well, now, that's what you think you're going to come back from. Now, you may have that dog form right where you are now because since you desire it, and death and life is in the power of the tongue, maybe now, I'm just saying maybe. I ain't saying it's possible. Your self, you, wherever you was, little boy, Jamie or whoever, you just changed into a dog. Because that's what you want it to be. You want to come back in. So maybe you can cause yourself to be that. Now, let's go a little bit further on that. Because of the fact that people in the Rudy field, especially one tribe called the Yerby tribe, they change people into these things. See? You see what I'm saying? So since you want to be one, you go there. You say you want to come back. So then your shape has changed. Your form has changed. But think of it now. You're walking around on your two legs, and you say, I want to come back as this, that, or the other. And what is happening? You will take on that spirit of that.
Come on, why? So
we are spirit beings.
Come on now.
See what I'm saying? So your shape has changed. Do you get the picture? See? Now, here, the Holy Ghost descended. Who could imagine? Nobody knew nothing about the Holy Ghost then, did it? But the Bible states that it descended in a bodily shape like a dove on him. Just went right upon him. Oh, can you see that? Isn't that beautiful?
Amen.
Jesus, come up out of the water, being baptized in that dove. And today, this is why when we get baptized, the Holy Ghost is supposed to be there with us, isn't it?
Yeah.
On us, right? when you get baptized. But we say it's coming on them after they baptized. That's the way we got it. Mm-hmm. Well, God can do it any way he want to do it. The Holy, if you go in, now let me tell you, if you have not changed your mind or changed your heart or you want to be introduced to Christ, then when you go in the water and you come out, you're going to be just like you was when you went in, still a sinner, see, in the sight of God. But man say they got it, they got baptized, they got it. And you want to bring them into church, put them in a title, put them, you know, make them this, that, or the other, the first thing to come along. And then when they fall from that position, they begin to be something else, you going to talk about them. But ain't no sense in talking about them because their form hasn't changed. Do you get the picture? They change. They still the same. Huh? This is why the church world is looking, because you confessed, you went in the water, and the preacher told you to come on, get baptized, and they told you nothing about changing your life. See? Didn't tell you nothing about the Holy Ghost. As a matter of fact, they teach against the Holy Ghost, a lot of them do. See? They can't teach you what they don't know. Do you understand? So then how can a person change and you go along with it and you go on and be baptized and then say, oh, they got it, they saved, and then they 12 years old, 13, talking about they saved. Listen, they baptized me when I was 10, 12, somewhere. I wasn't saved. Nuh-uh. Because they didn't tell me nothing about it. They just say, be baptized. They just want to number you with the water.
Come on now.
See, that's what's being done. So be careful of that. Just say, because when they tell you that, make sure somebody teach you something about the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Now, see, with Jesus, he's always around to change things. I love it when he changes things. He takes different shapes. Different shapes come in. The Holy Ghost, different shape. It came in, huh? And it looked like a dove. And 'cause now man can identify what it is. He sees, looks like a dove, look like that pretty bird, lit upon him, identifying him. And when identifying, the voice came from heaven and said, thou art my beloved son. Identified him to all around. They never heard of the Holy Ghost. They never heard of anything. They ain't even seen nothing like this before. Huh?
That was the first miracle.
See? That shape came upon them as a dove. That they know about. They know a dove. The Holy Ghost, they just don't know the Holy Ghost when they see it or hear it or nothing else. They don't even know the voice of God when they hear it. But all of a sudden there was a voice there. So now would you, from now on, which we do today, every time we see a dove, we talk about, we say it's the Holy Ghost, don't we? So we identify with that shape as it being what? The Holy Ghost. Is that right? Mm-hmm. But now let's go on just a little further about that shape. See? Now when you get the shape in your head, okay? But now go on down, you go on further into Acts. And you find out that when the Holy Ghost came at that time, come on, think about it now. When the Holy Ghost came, it did what? Did it have, was it had a dove? Huh? It wasn't a dove this time. So now you got a group of people trying to identify the Holy Ghost now, but it ain't a dove like they saw light on Jesus. Now is Jesus himself coming as flames of fire. The dove just changed. Huh? But yet it's the same. It's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. And this time when it began and it began to speak, it spoke in tongues, different voices and tongues and languages. It began to speak to identify itself fully. It went from the shape of a dove to the shape of flames of fire. Can you see that Holy Ghost shape there? Can you see it? Look at it. Look at it. Look at it, people. Huh? God takes form whatever he need to take for the time. Huh? He had his body, the first form, at the seat, no, back up to the seat. Huh? And that seed had to begin to grow after it came forth. See? It came forth as a baby. And it had what? A body that looked like it was carnal. I call it semi-carnal. You know, semi-carnal. Okay? Even though it was made to suffer the same as we do, see, it was made to eat the same way we eat, yet it wasn't completely carnal to me. See, it had what we are supposed to have, the attributes of God. Is supposed to have taken form in us from day one. See? We should have had, but we didn't. Because of what? Sin. Sin. Someone could not control the form that they was in. Did you hear me? And when you cannot control the form that you're in, the body you're in, the problem is you're going to sin. Huh? See? What is shape? What is shape? It's your outline of who you are. Huh? That's why people name their children all kind of things when they see them. Oh, look at her. Look at him. Look at that. Oh, they going to be like so-and-so and so. You just gave them a shape, didn't you? And you know what they look at you? Oh, you shaped just like your mother. You shaped just like that family, like they told me. I know what family you belong in because you shaped like them. I looked in the mirror and I said, you're right. Nothing else I could say, but you're right. See? The thing is, they identify you with the shape. So if they identify with you with your shape, then your shape does what? Help build your character. Because people identify you as the family you in. Or, you know, you look like this one and that one. Huh? You done took on their shape. They figure. They contour. See? You have that now. And you appear to be just like them. So you took on a whole lot belonging to that form, didn't you? Now we need to do what? Take on the form of the Holy Ghost. We need to allow it to dwell within us so that we can take on the proper form, the right form. See what I'm saying?
Come on, break it down.
Now, you know what Jesus said in John 5? I told you I was going to tell you what he was going to say. The 37th verse. 37. I say 37?
Yeah.
And the Father himself, which has sent me, that's Jesus speaking, have borne witness of me. You have neither heard this his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. You ain't seen no shape, so you don't know what the Holy Ghost look like, do you? You have to take Jesus' word, don't you?
Yeah.
Now, if you don't want to take Jesus' word, now I don't know what to say to you. When you have faith and you believe in Jesus Christ, you're going to believe his word. Huh?
That's right.
If it was written that dove was on him, the Holy Ghost was in the shape of the dove, like a shape, like a dove. You know, when they use that like or as, you know, it's not actually that. Okay, but it looks to be that. The outline is like that. See, to help you what? Identify. You don't identify the Holy Ghost. You don't can't identify the Holy Ghost. You be in church and people be saying, oh, the Holy Ghost is falling. The Holy Ghost is falling. And you, what you looking for, a dove? Huh? Are you looking for a flame of fire? Little clothes for fire? Huh? Like little pieces falling from the flames when the fire is hot and all these sparks fly all around? Huh? See, when the Holy Ghost falls, the sparks be just flying, right? The people be happy. So we call that the Holy Ghost is moving on them. But what if the room is filled with smoke and ain't nobody got no fire going? Huh? Now, I've seen that really one time. I have seen that one time. So nobody couldn't tell nothing. I was doing a revival. I couldn't even tell you what I preached. It was a very big church in Maryland. And I'm telling you, listen, the person told me, said, listen, said, when you go to church tonight, when you get up to start to preach, say the spirit is going to take over this service. Saying you ain't gonna, nothing else, you don't know nothing. And that's what happened. The place, the smoky, like somebody had lit a smoke bomb up in there. From the front door to the pulpit to the choir stand to everybody sitting in the seat. They were on the floor. The musicians, the ushers was on, everybody was on the floor. I'm looking around, oh my God, what happened in here? All we had seen was smoke. The whole place, the glory of God had just visited that hour. At that hour. And everybody, the musicians said, what happened? I say, won't you tell me what happened? I don't know. God moving, all I can tell you. And they were putting cigarettes out of their pocket, putting them on the pulpit, packs of cigarettes. I said, whoa.
That's what happened.
It wasn't burning. They didn't burn nothing. They
no, I'm just saying that's what the Lord
The Lord was made them take the cigarettes out, put them on the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
Packs. And I know it's supposed to be a hole in this church now. But the man was one. He said, "What? What?" And he didn't know how to take that. His people working got packs of cigarettes coming out their pockets. Ain't nobody touched them. I ain't laying no hands on them now. I ain't touched nobody. But God got all of them. I mean from the door to the pulpit. They had the musicians too. Preacher ain't know them people smoking unless he know and they ain't say nothing now. They could have been that point. But you see how the Holy Ghost can do it. Now, they just took a, it took us a what? A form of what? Smoke. Huh? Like a cloud, a mist just came in and it took over. Now, it happened. It can happen. But now we say we got goosebumps, and that's the Holy Ghost. That's what we say today, huh, in the church. Every time we get goosebumps, ooh, it's the Holy Ghost. See? And then you go out there and start doing the same thing you're doing before. Now, wait a minute now. You mean the Holy Ghost didn't last but that 2 seconds? Think about it now. Think about it. You ain't never seen his shape. See? When Moses was up there on Mount Sinai, he ain't see his shape. He couldn't tell you his shape. All he know is the Spirit went past him. There was nothing for him to see. It just gone. He know what he felt. He know what he experienced. It was so powerful until it changed his hair and his face. That's how powerful it was. You see? So what kind of shape are you in? Are you experiencing a change? Until when people see you, understand, when they see you, they know that you've been with the Lord. When they hear you, they know that you've been with the Lord. What kind of shape you in? What kind of shape are you in? Can they identify you as being filled with the Holy Ghost? Can they hear from your lips the voice of God? Come on now, think about it. Can they hear you? All I want to know, can they hear you? Now, what? Your character never changed. You're just like you was umpteen years ago. Did nothing change? Your countenance didn't change, Look at Cornelius in the Old Testament too. When Peter knows went to come to his house and spoke to them, him and his people of the Word of God, and they received the Holy Ghost. See, but the Bible say his countenance changed. Everything changed on him, and they begin to speak in tongues as they did on the day of Pentecost. They begin to speak in tongues, and what happened? Peter said, truly, truly, God ain't got no respect to person. There was evidence that what? The Holy Ghost was there. We used to have those type of services in our churches. I mean, fire, Holy Ghost. Say, be so hot. You know, I guess you say I have a lot of experiences. Yes, I do. In New York, the first church I got in when I first got saved, they were having a revival in there, the storefront. And, man, we were having church up in there. Do you know if somebody sent the fire truck there, say there was a fire in the building to the church? And the fireman come in there and looked around, say, where's the fire? Everybody say, the Holy Ghost. You know us. The Holy Ghost. That's what we say. That was the Holy Ghost fire. And they went back there, out there and say, they told us the building was on fire. Mm-hmm. You see? Now, that's the experience I had when I first got saved there in New York City. First got saved. Okay? And I've never experienced nothing like that in my whole life. And, you know, it was amazing to me to see that it was happening. But he took the shape of what? A whole building being on fire. You see? The whole building was being on fire. And what brings that on? Change these shapes. Hmm? Do you fast? Do you pray? Hmm? Do you meditate? Treat everybody right? Love people? Don't be no hater, envy, jealousy, or any other thing? Those things, huh? Keep your mind, your heart straight with God. Always have a forgiving heart. Always ask God to forgive you. You see? All these things can bring different shapes in your life. You see? Shapes that embodies the Holy Ghost. See? That's what's going to appear. What people going to see today? What do they see in you? Hmm? What are they seeing in you today? Do you know what they're seeing in you? Hmm? Huh? What can a person determine by the form that they see in you? What can they determine? Can they say that you truly is a man or woman of God? Can they truly see that in you? Or what do they see? Or can they say you ain't nothing but the devil? You know they say that too, right? That's what they say. You ain't nothing but the devil. Huh? And you know what? And you start acting like him, don't you? Oh, my God. But that's the way it is with God. But let me tell you, simple shapes can be described by the basic geometry objects. See? Such as a set of two or more points, a line, a curve, a plane, plane figure, square, or circle. You always, don't we identify things by those lines? Yeah. Solid figure, cube, sphere, huh? And I tell you, the stop sign has an octagon shape, don't it? Mm-hmm. And whether snow covering it or whatever, you know it's a stop sign. And you don't be running it. Well, I don't say stop on there. You know that's the stop sign. Guys, shake. Come on.
Stop sign would be the last time you
pass by. Yeah, it's still a stop sign. And then there's the yield sign. When you see that, you know the yield, don't you? Regardless of whether you're reading it or not, you know its shape, don't you? You see what I'm saying? Everything has a significant sign. I mean, shape. See? Everything. But listen, let me say this. Now, every shape in the physical world, they are complex. See? Now you have a problem. Some, such as plant structures and coastline. You know, I used to go to the beach and watch the line. Looks like that's as far as the ocean go. When you go to the beach, that's as far as it goes. It looks like a line was drawn all the way across it, don't it? That's the end of it. That's it. That's where the shape of the sea is, in ocean, whatever you call it, is. Right there, that end of that line, that coastline there. That's it. And people thought the earth was flat, see? But that's not it. See, it's just a matter of the description that you have in your head. See, that's all it is. So everything has a shape. See, the waters form the shape of the earth around it. It forms that shape. So you know you have a shape. Your heart has a shape. Everybody know how to make a heart. They say this is the way their heart look. But when I look at the heart inside the body, do you see a heart look like that?
Nope.
It's not made like the heart we draw.
Nope.
Why we don't make a heart like that when we draw?
Because we don't know how we look. We don't know how we look.
Well, somebody done opened it up and showed you how they heart look. But we know what a kidney shape look like, don't we?
Yeah.
See? Like a kidney bean. Sister Diane said. See?
Yeah,
so now, you know what these insides shape like and what they are called. You identify everything with it, but how do you identify your heart with the picture that they show you in books and everywhere? But that's not your heart inside of you, man. But Cupid ain't no such thing. Cupid ain't no such thing. All right, behave yourself. So, a lot of things they analyze and people manufacture different shapes for different things of today. But in order to have anything in your manifested eye, it has a shape. You have all types, shapes, books. Depending on everything, the mathematical portion of a book, how many, how much, how big. You got rulers. The ruler got a shape. But nowadays they have rulers made all kind of way, elastic. You know, undo it, and it comes out. You know, when it began, it was round, and you undo it. You know, all types of things began to be shaped. And we don't understand that each individual is shaped to God's specification. See? Their minds. Some of our minds are longer, bigger, stronger than others. Some of us got weak minds. We can't see but one way. See? That's the way some minds are shaped. God shaped them because when he said that he give each man according to his several ability. See, your ability is shaping you. See, what can you do? Then people begin to measure you by your ability. How much money you got, you're being measured by that. I don't want nothing to do with you if you don't have any money. Well, I'm sorry. That's okay with me. You missed the best friend you ever had.
Okay.
See, God didn't say your friends was going to have a whole lot of money. But if they did, it ain't your money anyway. You can't go on their money anyhow. You still ain't got none. Because that's your friend's money. You don't want to impose on your friend, do you? I don't like to impose on my friend. Well, if I have too many of them. I don't like to impose on nobody. I don't like to impose on another preacher, tell you the truth. Because what? You know, I'm a friend. Not got you for what I can get out of you.
Come on now.
See?
Come on now.
That shapes my character. Show what kind of person I am.
Come on now.
See? Do you get it? You see? You are always a potter. Do you see what I'm saying? Shape yourself in different images.
Come on now.
This is what the people of today are doing. Shaping themselves into different images. Look at our president. Every time he opens his mouth, he shows us what shape he in, what image he's making and forming.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? So if you're going to follow suit, you're going to do the same thing. Do you see? The more you tell untruth, you just show and shape yourself into a chronic liar.
Come on.
Mm. I know you want to hear that,
huh?
All right, praise God. But it's the truth anyhow. See, everything has a shape. Everything you use has a shape. Huh? What you think about your ministries, churches, you all got a logo, and you had to make a shape, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
To identify your ministry, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it now. Whatever you got, want a shape. See? You could, and you know to identify women. You know how the men is and some of the women, too. Oh, she got an hourglass shape. No, hourglass and a Coca-Cola bottle. See, now the Coke has a unique shape. Ain't nothing shaped, nor the bottle shaped like the Coca-Cola bottle because that's theirs. See? And if that's theirs, you can't copy it unless you ask permission. Okay, you see? So then you got somebody else, they say, oh, look at their face. They got a pear-shaped face because a pear has a unique shape, don't it? But can you imagine your face shaped like a bear? That's a light bulb and pear almost the same, you see? So we got so much... Everything in life has a unique shape. You can almost identify mostly anything. Almost. Most cups. See, they just started making cups shape a little different than the usual. But it still have to be a cup because it still got to have a handle on it.
Yeah.
So no matter how they form that cup, it still got to have a handle where you can handle it, can't it? Ain't it?
Yep.
And when you pick up the cup, you pick it up by the handle, whether you left-handed or right-handed, and you pick up that cup and you drink out of it. So everything in the world has a shape. God has caused these shapes to identify. See? It identifies what you use. It identifies how you, a mathematical geniuses use shapes. When they build buildings, they use various shapes. See, it has to have that in order to identify what is made, because when Jesus, God made everything, when he made everything, he gave it names and shapes so that it could be what? Identified. The animals, the trees, the flowers, the vegetables, and man. And every animal was, let me tell you, every animal has its own shape. Now, you cannot confuse a giraffe with an elephant.
Nope.
Both of them got different shapes, don't they?
Yes.
You see what I mean? Now, God gave each one of us, each person is called by his name, the ability to have a different shape. Your ministry is different. Stop everybody trying to make their ministry the same. Now, but when you can say an exception is this, not quite that much of an exception, is the fact that when you are in a ministry, all of you act the same.
Come on now.
I said you act the same and you are as the same, but you're not the same, because each individual has been made according to their several ability.
Come on now. Come on.
You have a church of thousands, and listen, all thousands of them not going to be like the preacher, but as like the preacher, almost like the preacher, somewhat like the preacher, because they will have the same spirit as the preacher have. It's what they will put on. And then when they put on the same spirit of the preacher, yet God has made them different. Each person is unique. Each person is the original. The pastor is the original of the whole body. See, so stop trying to take the pastor's job. Get in your own place and be your own boss.
Yes.
Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. That's what we want you to do. Stay in your lane.
In your lane.
See?
Yes, Lord.
So, how the butterfly can get mad? Huh? He was in one form as that worm. That's the form he was in, wasn't it?
Yes, he was. That's when he was born.
One form.
Yep.
Okay? One form. Think about that now. Help me remember. Now, having that one form, he was born. But at a certain given time, there was a change. And he became a butterfly. See? You could be in the form you are in now, and when you grow and get to this particular point, you will change into who you really are, who God really called you to be. Hello, somebody.
Come on now.
Anybody here?
Come on now.
Huh? And as you be changing, you know, listen. Now, when you cook an egg, when you get an egg, the egg in one shape, ain't it? Do they make square eggs?
You gotta cut it.
I don't see nothing but round eggs come out of chicken. Huh? So, but
Now, what do you do? What do you do with the egg? You change its forms, don't you?
Yes.
Hmm? Because you may want to make a souffle. You may want to make a omelet. You may want to make fried eggs. You may want to make whatever kind of egg, any kind of egg salad, egg whatever. Put it in your salad. Put it somewhere. That egg takes forms as you form it. Now, that's like you and I. God puts us in different forms. He brought us in one way, through an egg, the egg in our mother. He brought us here, right?
Yes.
But as we grow, he forms us into different shapes. And when he forms us in different shapes, then this is where we start with becoming who we really are or should be, or he destined for us to be. See, this is what God does for us. See, we're always becoming. Did you hear me? Always we are becoming. You don't stop becoming. You say going to higher heights and deeper depths in God. That means you're becoming different on a daily basis. Listen, as Christ grew from a young child and he began to grow up, he was becoming who he was, what he really came for. The same goes with us. We have to obtain the purpose eventually that we were called into. We haven't reached there yet, but we are still becoming. Do you get the picture? We are still becoming. Do you hear me? You have to grow in grace. And when you grow in grace, you're like a tree planted by the water. You're still growing, and you're growing, and you're getting stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger as you grow. And as you grow into what you should, he establishes you. Do you get the picture? He established you in your faith. Our faith has not been established yet. We are still becoming who we are going to be. See? God, you say he's working on the building.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
We're not there yet. I know many people, they got big titles, 3 and 4 titles hooked onto their name, and they think they arrived because they got them titles. Titles don't mean a thing. You see? If you have not became what God intended you to be, them titles, you might as well take them off. See? You ain't got nothing to back it up. Okay? See? You've got to come to your complete shape. The complete shape, I mean the shape of destiny for you. The shape of fulfillment for you. See, people look at you, you hear people talking. They'll say they don't want me to pray for them because I got a walker. I said, well, the walker ain't praying for you, it's me.
I know you're right. Walker fell praying, you better go.
Just because that's there for my benefit, not yours, does not erase the fact that God has designated for me to help you. Do you want to be helped, or you want to stay like you are?
Change the mindset.
See? Change your mind for what you're looking at, because what you're looking at ain't it.
Come on.
It is not reality, what you're looking at. You're looking at something there just for a time being. I tell you what it is. It's there for a time being. But meanwhile, you don't quit just because of something like that in your life.
Come
Because God was shaping you all the time, and you have to go through things, whatever they are. You have to go through people talking about you, putting you down. Are you going to still go forth? Are you still going to show forth his glory in you?
Come on now.
Are you going to do it? Come on, talk to me.
Hallelujah.
Are you going to do
you,
it?
Jesus.
Hmm?
Thank you, Lord.
We are so busy trying to be something we are not. We are trying to wear other people's shapes, other
Amen.
People's sizes, other people's character.
Amen.
Put off doing those things and be who God wants you to be. That means you're in the B form right now. You're in the B form. What is the B form? You are becoming who you're supposed to be.
Come on.
You're not there yet. Hmm. Well, praise God, hallelujah. God, I mean, y'all, you know, oh, praise the Lord, hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
What shape are you in today? What kind of shape are you in? Huh? Are you in the shape where the Holy Ghost can speak to you? He can use you? He can work all kind of miracles for you? Is he manifesting himself in you? Is there an outward show of who you really are?
Hmm.
Or what shape you are? Hmm? What shape are you? Huh? You don't want to be a dog bone, do you? You don't want to be them kind of bone.
No.
You don't be in that shape. You know that bone you get out the chicken, the wish bone?
Yeah.
And then you make a wish. You don't want to be that shape.
No.
You don't want nobody breaking you in half, do you?
Nope.
Hmm? Talking about they wishing something. Come on, think about it now. Everyone has a shape. There's shapes. You can look at houses. They build them in different shapes and forms, different stuff on them, you know. We're going to put some, what that stuff up against the wall, all kind of stuff on the outside. Then we want to put stuff on the inside, a form up here. And guess what? It takes a shape, don't it? If your house don't have the molding inside, you figure your house don't look cute. But with the moldings around there, it adds, make your house look more expensive, doesn't it?
Come on.
Come on, think about it, see? Shape, that's the shape. Things, shape, clothes, shape. You want pretty clothes, you want nice clothes to make your shape look good, don't you? You want some shoes to make your feet don't look so big, don't you? Everything has a shape, people.
Everything.
Now, you look around, tell me something, and I say, what don't have a shape? Water doesn't have a shape, but it takes the form and shape of its vessel that it's in. Does it not?
Yes, it does.
All right, now, hallelujah. Okay. Praise God. See you tomorrow. Am I too funny?
Yes, Lord. Thank you for the word.
Well, we thank Apostle Porter for that lovely word. What shape are you in today? And I was thinking about it. I say, when she said, what about that thing? I say, if you ain't got that swing, you ain't got that thing. You know, because you need to have the Holy Ghost to survive in this world today. Because people are... You know, you got a saved shape and you got an evil shape, but that's the way it is. People got to realize what shape are they in today, because a lot of us are not in a good shape as we see it. A lot of us are in a good a lot of us are in a good place, but do we have that shape that's with that place? That's what matters and that's what counts. But, you know, I thank God today because everyone has to take a good shape. Everyone has to compare for something. Everyone has to compare for what they need to see today. Everyone needs to have something going, or something to do, or something to have, but everyone needs to be in place. Everyone needs to be in place. Everyone needs to be doing what they need to do to get in shape, to eventually be the shape that we're in. And that's what we're saying. And that's what we say. Everyone needs shape. Everyone needs to be in the form of something. We're all in a form. We're all in, a unique shape, a unique part that we're in. And we all need to be in there. And we all need to be in the shape of God, number one.
Yes.
We all need to continue to be in the shape of God. So we need to continue and we need to be able to stay where we're at. We need to be able to make out the shape that you are in also. What is your shape today, as apostles say? You know, are you in the shape of God? Are you with him? Are you not? You know, because you know when people see you, they see a different change in you. If you're in the shape of God, if you stay in, if you're willing to be in there with him. So that's what we're saying. Here's Apostle.
Not Apostle, honey. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for the word that came forth today. And I tell you, that is something to think about. And I just pray that you continue this tomorrow because let me tell you, that is an awesome word coming forth. That transformation that you go through, coming out of sin, changing hands. You're changing hands. And you know what? When God begins to make that change in you, that transformation in you, that shape that your mind becomes, it is awesome. You won't talk the way you talk. You won't think the way you think. You won't see the way you see. And you definitely is not going to hear the way you used to hear. So you know what? You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. If you missed this broadcast and you would like to just hear this broadcast again, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and hear that word. And it's some awesome listening, not just this broadcast, but let me tell you, she has been on this broadcast from since 2009. So, you know, that's a whole lot of word that you can share with a friend. Don't be greedy with the word. Share it today. So tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear that awesome word come in from the woman of God. Till then, be blessed.
That's when things start happening. God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.